Nolte, Walk Hollywood's on Strike and No One Misses Them. By John Nolte on September 7, 2023. How are you weathering the Hollywood strike? Tough times, right? Except for reality shows and a few independent productions, the whole industry is shut down. Actors can't even promote completed projects. Yep, there's quite a void out there. Or is there? Are you feeling the effects of the writers and actors' strikes? Because I'm not. The FIFA Film Festival screening all those movies no one will ever watch continue to march along. If anything, I'm enjoying the fact that the old white male assholes who infest late-night TV are absent. I'm also enjoying the lack of stars making the publicity rounds because most of them are assholes who hate me and you and anyone who's not an atheist, a fascist, a pervert, or a hypocritical nature worshiper. What's to miss? Are we supposed to miss the latest woke movie that lectures and scolds us? That hates sensuality, but pummels us with two guys making out? What's to miss? The latest TV show where everyone's gay and Napoleon is played by a blind Eskimo with a hair lip? And Thomas Jefferson is played by a transsexual in a wheelchair? What's to miss? The latest streaming series that turns our beloved heroes into losers so a bunch of unappealing, sexless girl bosses can rise? What's to miss? The latest piece of anti-entertainment where everyone is a gay Marxist who hates freedom, meat, baseball, Christ, and family? What's to miss? The latest piece of sick grooming disguised as children's entertainment? I've been in training for this strike for years. You reach a certain age where death is no longer an abstract concept. Thankfully, I'm not yet at that age where you worry about dying tomorrow. But I am at the age where I know I'm going to die. That means my time is precious, most especially my free time. And I've stopped spending that precious time hoping the entertainment industry gets its act together. I'm telling you. I swear. There is a ton of new content out there, and by new, I mean magnificent movies and TV shows from the past you have never seen. How much of your life do you intend to spend scrolling through Netflix's and Amazon Prime's garbage pile menus looking for something, anything, to kill the afternoon? Stop it. You don't have to do that. Here's what I suggest. Forget about present-day lists of the greatest movies and TV shows of all time. Those lists are useless. The wokesters have captured our institutions and rigged those lists with affirmative action titles. Instead, look for pre-2015 lists of the greatest movies and TV shows of all time. Especially the foreign films. There's gold in them thar lists. I've done a couple of extensive movie lists myself. Why not start there? I have impeccable taste. Also, don't forget to enjoy the grand spectacle of watching Hollywood people who hate us fight each other. The writers and actors who hate us fighting fascist multinational corporations? Now, that's entertainment. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.